Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q3 FY20 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aditya Bagul from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q3 FY20 earnings conference call of Supreme Industries Limited. We have the management of Supreme represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. Before we get on to the call, I just wanted to congratulate the management on a good performance amidst challenging times. And now, without further ado, I shall hand over the floor to the management to brief us on the results, post which we shall open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Aditya. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and nine-month ended 31st December 2019. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll be brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 101,393 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,356 crores during the third quarter of the current year against sale of 109,882 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,406 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume growth and product value degrowth of about 1% and 4% respectively. The company sold 308,321 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 4,028 crores during the nine months of the current year against sale of 284,062 tons and net product turnover of rupees 3,950 crores in the corresponding nine months of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of around 9% and 2% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business for the third quarter of the current year, amounted to rupees 1,375 crores and rupees 222 crores as compared to rupees 1,412 crores and rupees 177 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of about 3% and increase of about 25% respectively. The total consolidated income and operating profit, excluding construction business for the nine months of the current year, amounted to rupees 4,106 crores and rupees 586 crores as compared to rupees 4,007 crores and rupees 536 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 2% and 9% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business for the third quarter of the current year, amounted to rupees 165 crores and rupees 125 crores as compared to rupees 127 crores and rupees 81 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 30% and 54% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding exceptional item and construction business for the nine months of the current year, amounted to rupees 418 crores and rupees 350 crores as compared to rupees 382 crore and rupees 251 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 9% and 39% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the third quarter of the current year ended 31st December 2019 as compared to corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew about 1% in volume and value term. Packaging product segment business grew 55% volume and about 1% in value term. Industrial product segment business decreased by 11% in volume and 21% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 7% in volume and decreased by 3% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 568 crore during the current quarter as compared to rupees 528 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving growth of 7%. The average borrowing of the company for the 9 months ended December 2019 was rupees 223 crore as against rupees 259 crore for the corresponding period of previous year. Average borrowing cost as on 31st December 2019 is at 7.1% per annum as compared to 8.23% per annum as on 31st March 2019. The bearish trend in raw material prices has come to halt. From the lowest level, there is an increase in price of all types of polymers. The lower prices have increased the polymer consumption in the country by around 7% in 9 months of this year. The increased price now announced by the makers continue to remain affordable. The demand growth for plastic pipe system is encouraging. In October-December quarter, growth was low due to both major festivals were in October and the rains were extended up to first week of November. The demand growth came back by second half of November. With the prospect of increased demand, the company stepped up its investment commitment and plans to commit a sum of around rupees 500 crore in the current year. It is expected that all the investments will go in production one after another by March 2021. Principal investment will be to put up PVC pipe plant and fixed pipe plant and high-density polythene fittings at Jatala, PVC fitting plant at Kharagpur, and to put a plastic pipe complex at a new site in Odisha. The demand for performance packaging film, protective packaging product, and furniture remain normal. The demand for industry component and cross-laminated film remain subdued. Company continued to execute small order for composite cylinder in international market. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and 9 months of the year under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now I and my colleagues, Mr. P.C. Somani and Mr. R.J. Sabu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good performance this quarter. Sir, I had, two questions. One was essentially on a very healthy performance that we have seen in the packaging segment. I mean, in terms of EBITDA per kg, we are now close to about 30, 33 rupees. Is this... a more sustainable level, suggesting that the discounting pressures are behind us? Because, in the commentary, you've also highlighted that cross-laminated remains subdued. So, where, you have taken the price that was supposed to be the price leader for us. So if you could give us some idea about what is happening in that part of the segment.
And now we have no plan to reduce the price of cross-laminated film product. Whatever okay. reduction has taken place, we are now in reasonable demand for the product. There was degrowth by 1% by value in the third quarter. That's why we said demand is subdued. There was no growth in cross-laminated film. In our performance packaging film, we have developed various structures which are laminate and which are adding excellent value to our business. Similar on particular packaging product also, we have developed several structures. So that's why we are confident now that going forward, the demand and the margin will remain okay in this division.
Okay, so it should, this is essentially close to the bottom. And sir, the pressure on there was a 10-15% discount. Has that narrowed from competition versus our product?
I think the quality is not comparable. So their price may remain. Although many players, we feel that most of the players are hardly making proper quality. There are one or two players only who are making some product reasonably close to us, not exactly like us. So we don't see much pressure now from any of them. Except the price erosion which has taken place is taken place.
Okay, sir. Perfect. Perfect. That is good to hear. So the second bit was on, your commentary on the pipe side, which you said that there's a recovery in the second half November. Just wanted to understand, sir, what kind of growth are we looking at from the second half onwards, basically, because, full quarter number is not able to give us a picture, correct picture.
Overall, in 9 months, we had a volume growth of 14% in plastic pipe system.
That is the metric that we should look at. So,
overall 14%. So, we anticipate the growth should be between 13 to 15% for the full year.
On volume, right, sir?
Yeah, because the prices have come down. So, we will track down volume growth for this year.
Oh, okay. So, you are saying that for the year, what we had said 10 to 12, we are now saying it should be more like 13 to 14?
10 to 12 for the company. For plastic pipe, we are saying 13 to 15%.
And for the company, we still maintain that 10 to 12, right, sir?
Yeah, I still maintain 10 to 12%. Yes, you are right.
And margin also, sir, margin we would up our guidance now because clearly we are looking like we will exceed 13 to 14% margin you had indicated.
We are saying for the full year the margin may be between 14% to 14.5%.
Okay, sir. Okay, so that is, sir, lastly, any update on the real estate business? How is that behaving? Is the market still weak?
Market of real estate, we were to sell, everything sold.
Everything sold? Okay.
Okay. No real estate.
No, okay, so that is done. There were some 10,000 odd square feet left now, sir. I thought, okay, maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, you're right. We have sold, but that transaction will get completed in this month. So we'll come in this quarter.
Okay, sir. Perfect. That's very happy. I'll come back in the questions and congratulations again, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divansh Nigotia from Securities Investment Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my question is specifically related to plastic pipes. I mean, given that the demand in agrochems have been really strong and if you can just share your outlook and dissect our plastic piping growth between agri and non-agri, what would that be like for the current quarter?
No, it's difficult to segregate between agri and non-agri because the pipe which we sell, agri pipe, we know in several states they are being used in housing. Mm-hmm. So it is not possible for us to give you a precise number, the percentage. We only say that we are active in both the segment. You have quite a large SKU available to supply to housing. We are also active player in the agriculture market. We handle both the segment.
Okay. Specifically if you can just even give us some trend in agri pipes, because agrochems have shown some really strong numbers, and on the supply side, we are seeing players like Kisan and even JN are consolidating. So, the momentum, for agri pipes, if you can just share your outlook, how are you really seeing things?
We are seeing that if the prices are at lower level, the demand from every segment is going quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
The farmers are spending money for development of their field, and as the water level is improved, there are now more sources of water available, so the demand is quite okay for farming sector also.
Okay, and are we looking to bid for these players in case if they show up, if they're looking to sell their agri-pipe business?
No, we are not here for any inorganic acquisition. We can't talk nothing. We are talking organic growth.
Okay, sir. This is it from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Helen. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies Group. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my first question is regarding our broader strategy. So up till the first half, we had seen very high volume growth, and right now we are seeing probably moderate volume growth but very high margins. So should we consider this as a one-off because of extended rainfalls, or should we look at it from the point that we are more focusing on value versus volume from here on?
No, value growth we never lost sight. Value growth always remained on our radar. In the third quarter, we are very pleased to say that we had around 42% value-added product share. It was extremely good. Normally, we achieve 36-37% value-added item. So, value-added is always going to remain on radar. Having said that, we have to remain in volume also because we are selling a plastic pipe system and major sale comes from pipe, and as we are very active now in infrastructure, where we are supplying polythene pipe, double wall corrugated polythene pipe, so volumes are bound to come also. We are going to remain active on volume and value. Our principal focus remains, as it was told earlier, that we must get return on average capital employed higher than 25%.
Understand, sir.
Our focus remains on our ROIC.
Understand, sir. Sir, and again, coming back to the point of value-added mix being 41% in this quarter, should we expect this as a sustainable level, or do we expect it to be ranging between 35-36% for the coming quarters?
In the 9 months, we achieved 37.64%.
Right.
So I can only say that in value term, it will go on growing. For 9 months, our value-added product turnover has gone up from 1389 crore to 1516 crore. So around 127 crore was more than last year. So
understand, sir. So my second question is this Nal Se Jal Yojana, or pipe drinking water to all by 2024. So could you give us an update as to what is the opportunity size and, where all it is rolled out, and by when do you expect it to be rolled out in the other states?
No. Presently, we are very active in Bihar and some part of UP. There are the places, to our knowledge, where the scheme has been rolled out. We are not aware that the scheme has been rolled out in other states, but government is very keenly working on it. And as they said, the date of 2024, their intentions are very firm and clear. So we expect that year after year, the demand is going to grow more and more. And for that, apart from polythene pipe, we'll be able to supply the fitting also, which today we don't supply. We will be able to supply fittings also very shortly to meet the requirement of the system.
Understand, sir. So, my last question is regarding the industrial segment where we have seen the weakest performance. So, which are the end user segments or consumers of the industrial who have done quite badly? Is it the autos or the appliances this quarter?
We are not very much in auto, but now this quarter, January, March, we have received a reasonably good forecast. I believe that when we end the year, this quarter will be a reasonable performance in the quarter. I can say that the consumer appliance side, the demand is now revived back. Because our other company, Supreme Petrochem, is an active supplier of raw material to the consumer durable segment, and consumer appliance segment are placed quite a good good requisition to us, that their requirement will be quite good in January-March quarter. So we believe the demand of consumer appliance side is now come back. Auto sector, we are a very small player. Suppose our turnover is going to be around 5,900 crore. Our supply is around 3% in auto segment. So we are insignificant player in auto segment.
Understand, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for a good set of numbers.
Thank you, Nehal.
My question is on pipe margins. We have seen a pipe margins going up by almost 400 basis points from 12 to 16%. So can you quantify the expansion of expansion to that extent?
It is more sale of value-added item. More sale of value-added item in that segment.
Okay. And do we have some extent of margins coming in or higher margins coming in from CPVC pipes as well? Probably we would be gaining some market share because of the anti-dumping duty which is there.
We definitely have sold more CPVC pipe in quantum compared to country growth. But if the country has grown, our growth is more in volume term. So definitely okay. Our share is increasing.
And so even margins would be better than what it was earlier in CPVC pipes?
Yes, we are adding more and more value-added item in CPVC system.
Mm-hmm.
CPVC system. And in system, when we are adding more and more product in the system, the margin are definitely destined to improve.
Okay. And sir, have our CPVC resin contract, which was likely to increase, has it already increased from the supplier side?
They have already increased the price.
They have already increased. And we have, have we also passed on to the same extent in the market?
Yes, we have to pass it on.
Okay, so we are fully covered to that extent.
I believe that like this, but the only the cost push due to the rupee depreciation also.
Okay, because sir, what we have been hearing during our checks is that in the second half of December, we have seen some promotional schemes or discounts being offered by companies in CPVC pipes in particular.
Well, there are those all people who are making from the Chinese material might be offering. We are not aware of this thing. After all, we have to supply quality product.
Right. And so what is the quantum of price hike we have taken in CPVC pipes?
I don't recall correctly, but we have taken we have factored the increase in cost due to raw material price increase and also due to the rupee depreciation.
Okay. So we are fully covered to that extent.
Is everybody covered?
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, just to continue on the prior question, sir, when was this price increase taken for CPVC, specifically given the vendor procurement cost for us would have increased?
When this anti-dumping duty has been imposed on China and Hanwha, then our suppliers who kept under pressure and then they were required to drop the price. So when this duty has been imposed, but duty is also still not final.
Correct.
It was provisional anti-dumping duty. So when the duty finalized, maybe in the month of February only, it looks like they may finalize the duty. So sometime during the previous 2 months, they increased the duty, increased the price.
Okay.
Besides that, I don't remember.
Okay. And sir, given we are a very large player, do we have specific long-term contracts wherein we get better pricing terms as compared to the smaller players?
I don't know, but definitely we are a reasonable size customer, so they give proper cognizance of our volume, and accordingly they charge the price to us.
Okay. Sir, my second question was on the margins in the packaging segment. I was looking at the dollar pricing for both HDP and LDP. For last three quarters, it has actually come down quarter-on-quarter basis. Sir, despite that, if one looks at our numbers on a per kg basis EBITDA, it actually went down and it has again bounced back to around 32, 33 rupees. So, sir, just wanted to understand how should we reconcile this number? Is it like we have reduced the discounts? Because the headline numbers have definitely come down, or if you can explain our inventory stocking policy, so it would be very useful.
Inventory taking, when the price are coming down, there is only one taking, there will be loss. Inventory taking, there will be loss only. Sir.
Correct. But sir, then our EBITDA per kg in packaging, it has come, it has from 24 rupees, it went down to 13 rupees, and then it increased to 33 rupees.
That's like so, packaging or buying packaging?
Sir, packaging, packaging.
Packaging, okay. That was the previous quarter, na?
Yeah, previous quarter there was some abnormal losses in packaging division, which is one time, one off.
No, that quarter in October, December. Okay.
September.
Yeah, we given a special scheme on our cross-laminated film. We explained last time that we have given a big foreign tourist scheme of around 3 crore rupees, and then we have given a hidden discount for the previous purchases. All were factored in July-September quarter. We remember we have explained to all our partners. That was then July-September. Now there is no such issue.
Okay. And but sir, if one looks at say from June 19 to December 19, again the EBITDA per kg say from 24 rupees, it has moved to 33 rupees. Now, if I look at the realization or say pure HDP or LDP prices, even adjusted for Forex, it has actually come down. So, sir, how should one understand this? Is this purely a function of discounts?
On packaging we're talking now.
Yes, sir, packaging. Because our reported realization per kg has come down from only from 192 to 188.
In packaging, we have got so many segments, we have got so many new structures we are developing. So it depends on the what structure has been gone into that quarter. So very difficult to say, but it's not one single product. But too many varieties of product.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. And sir, any new products that we are intending to launch over next 6 months? And specifically, what is the status on Simpolin Star, wherein we were awaiting BIS approvals?
Simpolin Star is going very well. It is very well accepted. A Simpolin Star is going to come from BIS. It takes always some time. It is regulatory moves take some time. And we are developing some new film in our cross-laminated film activity. Some new technology has been perfected by our collaborator. And we hope that that product we may launch in the financial year 2021.
Okay. And sir, any other products across the product lines, be it packaging, industrial, plastic, anything new that we are that we intend to launch?
We have got three categories: protective packaging, performance packaging film, and cross laminate film. In all the three segments, we are going on adding some new variety, new structure, new laminates. So we continue activity every month is going on. How to add more value? How to improve the per capita per kilo income? It's a continuous effort going on.
Okay, okay. And sir, last question, by when do we see the launch of PEX in the market, or is it already there?
Long term?
PEX pipes.
PEX pipe, you press the order, it is going to come in 2021. Next year it is going to come.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking the question, sir. So the question is more pertaining to the margins this quarter. We've seen a robust performance in margins across the segment. Is there any one-off item in the margins, or these margins are sustainable, especially for the packaging as well as pipes business?
We said the margin was affected for two reasons. One was due to the raw material price coming down, so our operating margin, we are not necessary to reduce the price to full extent. and also due to addition of value-added item. And where the value-added item business has grown very nicely in the third quarter.
Sir, also you said that you
know, our aim is to how to achieve and maintain 16% margin. But for the full year, we are saying already that we may end up between 14% to 14.5%.
Okay. And sir, you also said that, you know, your margins were better in the pipes business also because your CPVC business has done well and you have, you know, increased the proportion of share in this segment. Could you give a breakup of what would be CPVC in this particular quarter versus your PVC and other segments?
The classified information.
It's a classified. Okay. And sir, since you're saying that, you know, your margin agenda of achieving the margins of about 16-odd%, so your guidance for this year, of course, remains between 14 to 14.5, but are you looking at increasing this guidance for the next year? I mean, the next complete year, which is FY21?
Let us say if you want to earn 14.5% in the whole year, in 9 months, our margin is 13.76%. So in the fourth quarter, definitely we will do more than 14.5%. Then only our margin can improve. Then only we can attain 14.5% for the full year. In 9 months, our operating margin is 13.76%. And we have given a guideline that we may earn between 14% to 14.5%, which means the margin in the first quarter is bound to be better than what happened in the first half of the year. Maybe just like third quarter or maybe slightly lower than third quarter. But for the full year, we are given quarter to quarter, quite difficult to talk in. Our aim is to improve the margin.
Right, sir, got it. Sir, anything on the composites cylinder space? Is there some movement happening in the domestic market? And, you know, what are the countries that you're aiming at in the international market? How much are we doing right now? I mean, some kind of a scenario status, if you could give in the composite cylinder space.
Composite cylinder couldn't still make any breakthrough in domestic market. The government oil marketing companies also purchased some quantity, but they were still not with a very vigorous way. Some private players have taken from us, but they are not able to compete with the OMC of the government. International market, we are exporting, but there is small, small volume to many countries. Not anything, any significant quantity. So still, the division is struggling. That division is still not contributing to the performance of the company.
Sure, sir.
Sir, just one question on PPEC open here. Sir, you mentioned that you have definitely gained market share. Can you give some more sense? Sir, in CPVC. Yeah, hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear now, yes.
Sir, you have gained market share in CPVC in the current quarter, given the other players are facing raw material availability issue. Can you give some more sense that if the raw material prices for other players who are importing raw material from China or Korea, they will face a bigger issue given that the increase in prices. Do you see that the CPVC market for players like you will be further lucrative and you will gain more market from those players?
The player who is operating the Chinese material, he believes their business is going to sink. Because personally, we don't believe the Chinese quality is proper quality. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So that market is there. So then market is going to be supplied, is going to be serviced by the people who are making CPV pipe system, the quality raw material. We never consider Chinese material as quality material. We have nothing to talk against Korean material. Chinese material are not at proper quality.
Okay. So given that raw material issue now for those players, you see that that
shared by all the four or five players. There are many players apart from my company.
Yeah, that 2 to 3 more players in that.
Ashirwad, Astral, Finolex, Supreme. There are several players.
Mm-hmm. So all these players will be gaining market.
I hope so.
Okay. And sir, raw material prices for you increase in CPVC resin has been in line with the Chinese prices going up? I mean, after the import duty, or it has been less than that?
Why say it again, please?
Sir, I am saying that Chinese raw material prices have gone up after the import duty levied there. So your supplier has increased the resin prices for you in line with that, or it has been less than that?
We believe all the suppliers must have increased the price to their customers. We are buying only from one company, Kaneka.
Yeah. I just want to know, sir, what is the quantum in terms of price increase, raw material price increase for you?
It is a classified information. What increase they have done, I'm not going to inform anybody. I can only say we have been asked to increase the price, and other customers of other American company or European company, they will also require to pay some extra price.
Right. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to get a sense on the margin. So you said for the quarter for plastic pipe segment, the margin improvement was to do with the value-added mix being higher. Would you be able to quantify how much would be the value-added mix in the pipe segment itself?
And how much is the increase in value-added item per quantum?
And what would be the mix for the plastic pipes segment from value-added products?
Mix, we say the actual quantum increase of value-added. That's the only thing we can say. But there is an increase in CPC business also in the quarter compared to last year.
Correct.
And definitely there is an increase in value-added item sale also.
There are some growth also. What is the mix for 3Q?
PC prices came down.
Yeah.
There's some inventory loss also in the quarter. But all combined, okay. and we have taken many measures to reduce our production cost also. We have taken many measures to reduce our component cost also. So we are buying lots of components required in our plastic pipe. And as the raw material prices fallen for our plastic, there was a fall in prices of the raw material of the component also. So we have taken very serious view on the component pricing. So it's a combined factor now.
Okay.
Reduction of component cost, component procurement cost, due to reduction in our production cost, due to slight increase in business of CP system, due to increase in business of value-added item, and negated by some fall in the PVC price, which caused some inventory loss. All factors together, we fortunately were able to get a better margin in the third quarter.
Got it. But what it means is basically there are some one-off factors and there are some structural changes. So what?
When we are able to buy components at lower cost, this is not a one-off factor. Cost reduction is not one-off factor.
Right. No, I meant basically when the raw material price falls, it does hurt our margins, right?
Raw material price falls, the inventory loss comes now.
Yeah, inventory loss. That's what I meant actually. So, is it fair to say that, you know, this is more sustainable number one should work with, 16% kind of margin for the plastic pipe business?
We say 16%, we say between 14 to 14.5%.
That's for the overall company, right, sir?
Overall company, plastic pipe is a big portion. 60% turnover comes from plastic pipe.
Correct. Okay, so you mean 14.5% margin for the plastic pipes business also one should work with from a more medium term
sustain it. We are trying to sustain it.
Got it. Sir, second question I had.
Interrupt you, Mr. Achal Lohade. May we request that you return?
Sure, I'll come back in it. No problem. Thank you.
As we have several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So could you throw some light on Supreme Petchem, where you briefly mentioned that you expect now better this thing. So whatever profitability drop that we have seen, you expect that to come back, Supreme Petchem?
That definitely come back because we had a big loss of in the fall in stand price. It went down from $10.40 to $8.50. But fortunately, we finally not entered in a red, and now the price has revived to 9.20, 9.30, and the demand is also looking better due to consumer appliance demand has come back. So we are going to have a growth of around 8% in volume and polystyrene, our major product what we are selling.
Sure.
9 months the growth is 8%, and we believe the growth may still be there. Be some growth there in our business.
Sure. Okay.
I believe that this quarter, last quarter may be better quarter than the third quarter.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful. And sir, just lastly, on the entire CAPEX of 500 crores that you're now talking about, that is for FY20. Is that the right way or is it FY21? How should we look at it, that 500 crores?
500 crores is a commitment we are going to make before 31st March 2020.
Okay.
We are going to make a commitment of 500 crore in the FY20, but the equipment will go on arriving starting from 1920 up to March 21.
Okay.
So there are some equipment which is delivery period of 8 to 9 months also.
Okay.
So when we are showing commitment, this is commitment being made by the company, the physical outflow of the money may not happen this year, it will happen sometime next year. And month after month.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, finalization will happen before the March, but the cash outflow and the commissioning will happen over the next 2 to 3 quarters. Is that the way to look at it?
Most of the equipment we have ordered, by and large, mostly we have ordered.
Okay. Okay. And the newer capacity that you are adding, should that also inherently increase your value-added products to share? Is that
naturally.
The way?
Naturally.
Oh.
Yeah, our focus remains to go on increasing share of value-added item.
Sure. Okay, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in cross-laminated films, our share is extremely high in Kerala.
Sorry?
So if you look at our cross-laminated film, our share is very high in Kerala. So my question is that what are we sort of doing to increase our presence in other states or even in the export market for our cross-laminated film?
No, our efforts are going on big way in export market. Not only market, but new structure we are offering in the export market, which are more labor intensive and which are more laminate also. Because we have got so many laminate, so many substrate we produce in our company, and we offer many laminate with our cross-laminated film to the export market, and many products made out of the such laminates. Apart from that, our biofloc tank is also under various trial in the whole country. And we see a great potential in this product. Up till now, we are not launched formally in the market. Presently, it is going through a testing procedure.
Okay, okay.
You can hold 5,000, 10,000 liters water. So you want to see that the water is maintained properly and it adds value to the customer. It's not that when we give the tank to him and the water leaks out, then it's a big loss to him.
Right. And sir, I believe this biofloc tank market would also be inherently higher than GSM as well?
No, we are offering them up to even 450 GSM we can make.
Achoo.
We have made various technicians film and they are all on the intensive trial in several parts of the country.
Sure, sure. What could be the market potential, sir, for this biofloc tank?
Once we launch commercially, we can share better.
Okay.
We are... It is a very encouraging response from home side. We give you for trial.
And Kerala would be a large market for this, right,
and
sir?
We are very thankful to you that you made good research for the subject. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, no, no problem, sir. And sir, for Kerala, given that demand for fresh fish is very high and the availability of fresh fish is not that great, would it be fair to say Kerala would be a large market for this product?
Kerala, Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Odisha, all coastal are big market.
Okay, okay, sir. All the very best and all the very best, sir, for this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Shah. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. So my question was, are we looking at any major M&A in the space? A lot of international companies are interested in the Indian markets. So are we hearing, sir, anything of this sort?
But we are not planning to acquire any company in the Indian market.
Okay. Okay. And sir, can you brief something about industrial composite fittings that you had indicated in the prior call, that is something which will be our focus area going forward? So, sir, any particular update over here? I think you had said
industrial composite means what?
Composite fitting, sir. That is what you had indicated in the prior call. That
is compression, not compression molded fitting, and electrofusion fitting.
Okay. So, sir, where are we over here?
Composite means what? The plant is coming out of Jharkhand.
Okay. Okay.
We are putting the plant to make polyethylene fitting, olefins fitting. It is going to make for different material, but in olefin family. The compression type and electrofusion type, both type of fittings, the plant is now coming up in Jharkhand.
Okay.
Made from polyolefins.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrenik Bachawat from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you please help us with your pipe volume growth and total volume growth guidance for FY21?
FY21 volume growth?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, FY21.
You see, we are now increasing our capacity. You can tell the capacity.
You see, at the beginning of the year, we had a total capacity of about 605,000.
Yes,
in the current year investment, which will fructify, our capacity addition will be around 72,000 metric ton. By end of this March 20, it will be around 677,000. The capex plan which we are completing this year and which is fructifying over a period of next 10 months, another capacity of about 40,000 metric ton, between 40 to 45,000 you can say. So by end of March 21, we will be having around more than 710,000 metric ton capacity.
So is it possible to give the breakup of this 677,000 and 710,000 in the...
Yeah, 677,000 I can give, which is the highest capacity of plastic piping division, which is about 482,000 metric ton.
Okay.
And industrial product, about 75,000 metric ton. Furniture, about 36,000 metric ton. And packaging segment, about 84,000 metric ton.
A broad breakup of 710,000?
You see, the major capacity will come in piping because more than 80% capex is being done in plastic piping division only. So the addition of 45,000, you can say about 80% or 85% capacity will come in plastic piping only. The remaining other waste segments.
So broadly, what is the pipe volume growth we expect in FY21?
We believe the growth should be maintained between 12 to 14%.
12 to 14. Okay. That's very helpful, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Poddar from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So I think most of the segments we have discussed here. On the consumer product segment, I think this segment did very well in FY19. But from the beginning of this year, we are also seeing some degrowth in that segment. So is it because of the general industry scenario or we are lacking somewhere? Your comments would be helpful, sir. Thank you.
But degrowth means what? In the value term, there is a price fall in polypropylene. So when raw material prices fall, then in value term it may fall, and anyway, we are now focusing more and more on value added item in our consumer segment. We are making furniture. And our focus,
so even on the volume front, we are broadly flattish this year.
We got 1% volume growth in 9 months.
Yes.
We got a number in 9 months, we had a volume growth of 1%, but as I said, we are changing our more and more product mix to value-added item, So we are working only how to improve the margin, because there are so many players now coming again in informal sector, in furniture.
So I was coming to that only, sir. I mean, after GST implementation, have you seen any change in the industry structure, or is it still going like the old way?
Completed also, na. In third quarter, you have seen our operating margin 18% plus in furniture.
I'm not talking only about the Q3 number. I'm talking about the last three quarters performance. So, like you mentioned, the volume growth is about 1% only. So, is it the industry which is facing this, or is it that unorganized players are still growing and
people are coming who are again selling without bill in furniture, big way coming. Some new players are also coming. So, we are moving more and more to the value-added item, which is fusion furniture, where they are not participating. And they will not be able to sell, because then we sell to institution. They cannot participate in such business. So unfortunately, our country is coming and they're not stopping. Actually, new players are also coming. So we are not forecasting big increase in value and volume, but definitely company will go on earning decent margin in the business.
So the new players, you are talking about the smaller regional unorganized players.
They are organized to sell in number two. How can I say unorganized? They are selling without bill. They are informal sector, you can talk.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they are quite active.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your comments. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, just wanted to, this,
CPVC, Mr. Patel,
yeah.
Your voice is not audible. Can you please?
Yeah. Is it audible now?
Much better. Thank you.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Sir, this CPVC anti-dumping duty on China and the South Korean company was placed for the 6 months. What is the probability that this will extend further?
How can I say that it is decided by government of India?
So did the government put in the presentation or the representation has been met? Because what I understand that, sir, as a country, we produce only 7,000 ton of on a CPVC. Anti-dumping duty is generally placed on to protect the domestic industry, where our consumption of the CPVC in the country is around 1.5 lakh ton.
Malikji, your reply can be given by the anti-dumping department. I can give.
Okay. So the next question and the last question is that, sir, within the industrial segment, what kind of sectoral performance, particularly for the consumer durable, you have seen? We have material handling and the consumer durable two segments are there. So what kind of growth or the decline we have seen in these two segments?
You see, in the industrial component, there are two segments. One is the industrial component, second is material handling system. Material handling system. So material handling system, we are now going to grow much more, much faster into many applications which are not going for industrial use.
Okay.
We are going to sell to other applications also, which is not going to be affected by the slowness in industrial economy. Industrial component, we have already divested our automobile business.
Sure.
And any one unit is there again in automobile component, so we are seriously examining whether to stay in the auto business. We are not enthusiastic.
Okay.
But that is anyway a very small segment. Today it is more 4-5% of turnover.
Okay.
Auto segment is only 3%. There is no main strategy. This business is not on our radar.
Okay, fine, sir. Sir, just one last question. You mentioned that about market share gain for the organized player and particularly for you also for the piping segment. There were a couple of large players which were facing a lot of difficulties, and this has also helped us getting around good growth in the first 9 months. Have you seen
new players also come now?
Yeah, new players, but they are. So have we those players which reduce the volume in the market, has it come back or they are still on the fringe side?
Who have come back? We are not aware of anybody coming back. The only thing we are aware is new players are coming.
Okay. I'm talking specifically about such giant irrigation. Have you seen any mark improvement in the volume from their side?
Giant irrigation is running, but running limping way, but I was told that running. I know we don't have a clear idea.
Okay. Okay, sir. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhiral Shah from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, you said that PVC prices were down on a YY basis. So how much it was down?
Down, no, gone up, down 6-7 rupees a kilo.
So what would be the current price then?
Now they gone up by 3-4 rupees a kilo.
So it would be how much, sir, then?
Now they are down by, net, they are down by 2 to 2.5 rupees, which also may be increased next month.
Sir, if you can quantify, what would be the current price of PVC?
Can you give the number? It is, for pipe grade, it is 78,055. And fitting grade, 89,09. And then they give some discount based on the uptake of the particular customer. The list price is 78,000 rupees.
Per ton? Hello? Per ton, sir.
Per ton, it was, it came down to 75.5 and now it is 78. And on 78, they give a scheme that if you lift a full proper MOU, then they give you 1.5 rupees discount. Earlier, they are giving more discount. So, this is the list price and then they are giving some scheme, off-take scheme monthly. So, proper price depends on customer to customer.
Okay, okay. And so secondly, sir, are we seeing any ground implementation of schemes like Hargar Jal?
Hargar Jal has started already in Bihar.
Okay.
Some part of UP. Telangana already it was implemented earlier. And we are confident that it is going to be implemented in more states in next financial year.
So what would be the opportunity for plastic pipes, sir, particularly?
We are already supplying pipes there in the system in Bihar in big way. There is an opportunity because it requires so many things, but the plastic pipe is also one of the requirements and our company is able to participate.
So out of the overall scheme of Hargar Jal, sir, what would be the quantum for plastic pipe particularly?
Depend upon which state they will launch, how many houses they are going to cover. But there is an opportunity for next 5-6 years for the non-central, the people who are making quality piping system. Which is system, pipe and fitting, both are required.
Okay, so total scheme is of 6 lakh crore. So you believe 15-20% would be...
I don't know the quantum, but after a lot of money will be spent first to build the source to get water. Pipe will come only once water is available.
Okay, so you... Okay, so you feel that, you know, water availability would be the key criteria for this?
To be a secure source of water, then only the scheme can start in that state.
Okay, but it has already been started in Bihar, UP, Telangana.
Bihar started, UP only one part of UP. UP is a big state. UP is just like country.
Okay, but you believe that 10-15% would be utilized for plastic pipe out of the overall scheme of Hargar Jal?
I can't say. I don't get the number correctly. But I know that plastic piping will be required. Plastic piping system is required for Nal Se Jal. And we are participating also.
Okay, so these are all government-based contracts, sir?
We supply to contractors.
Okay, so margins are same?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Dhiral Shah. May we request that you return to the...
Just one question. Just wanted to ask, you know, regarding the margins.
We supply price at proper price. We don't supply lousy product.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Just wanted to check in terms of capacity, what's the typical optimal size of a plant? If one wants to set up a greenfield, what is the size typical and what would be the capex in that case?
Now we put nowadays plastic complex, so it is not single product. Like our Kharagpur plant is 59 acres, Delta like 50 acres, and we make many products. So I don't
right. But one cost number I wanted to check.
Yes, but say. Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, sir. What did you say,
sir? It is not a petrochemical plant. We put a plastic product complex. We make variety.
I was asking about, sir, plastic pipes, typical size of a plant, of 10,000.
We make plastic pipe, variety of plastic pipe, PVC pipe, polythene pipe, PPR pipe, PEX pipe, CPC pipes, every pipe as per the requirement in the market, we go on putting capacity. So there is no minimum size. Minimum size are put in a petrochemical or cement plant or steel plant.
Okay.
Either steel, no cement, no petrochemical.
Got it. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Most of my questions are answered. I just want to ask that in the pipes division, how much is from fittings? How much is contribution from fittings?
No idea. Classified information.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thanks.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Aditya. Thanks, Aditya.
Hello?
Thanks, Aditya. Can you hear
them? Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much to the management and all the participants for joining the call.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.